There's lots of.
It's time to get on or get off and play the bandwagon. All right, Sean, these might be worse than banker's hours. Hardee's wants to shut down 76 locations that refuse to stay open after 2 p.m.
What?
You heard that right. 2 p.m.
What restaurants close after 2 p.m. that are not like big ballers and need time to reset the kitchen and open for dinner again?
Well, apparently, there are 76 Hardee's locations in Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Florida that could be forced to close if they don't acquiesce to the company's request, which is making them stay open after 2 p.m., where apparently these locations are not profitable. So the owner of these 76 locations is a company called Paradigm.
It is Hardee's.
They filed a lawsuit against Hardee's parent company that they are acting in bad faith and threatening to steal longstanding and well-performing franchisees' investments. So these stores are doing well in their limited time open.
Okay.
Paradigm says it's put over $173 million into these restaurants and paid more than $87 million in royalties. That's damn near half. Only to face termination of their agreement over their refusal to implement digital services like third-party delivery, online ordering, and loyalty programs.
They don't want to do this.
Don't want to do it.
They don't want to make more money.
The franchise says they refuse to keep all their stores open until 10 o'clock. Many of them close in the mid-afternoons. Hardee says this violates their standards and justifies termination. Paradigm says these demands would destroy profitability and put it into bankruptcy. A pivotal part of what Paradigm's lawsuit involves was that it says it was a misleading statement Hardee's made to its bank. Hardee's told MidCap Financial Trust Paradigm was in good standing with no unresolved violations in 2022. Paradigm says, well, if these problems existed back then, Hardee's either lied to their bank or they committed fraud. So this is getting ugly. Hardee's was ramming things down our throat, which weren't in the franchise agreement. Sean, this is the next fast food chain to go belly up, and you won't miss it. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
I'm on the bandwagon, because I don't know that I've seen a Hardee's in Houston in years, if ever.
Well, I'll tell you what. There used to be a Hardee's at I-10 and West Green, which closed down, became a Taco Bueno. That closed down, and now, bless you, and now Taco it is Bueno. A Dunkin' Donuts. There used to be a Hardee's on the 99 in Richmond, the Belaterra Shopping Center, that closed down, briefly reopened. Well, it was a Carl's Jr., not a Hardee's, but same company.
They had a breaded chicken sandwich, I'm reading here, right? And so Chick-fil-A is responsible for killing all of these, I would imagine.
It's been closed for years, and nothing has gone in that spot.
Yeah. I mean, I don't need another place where I can get a chicken sandwich. I don't even like the place I know I can get a chicken
Hardee's
sandwich.
Hardee's and Carl's Jr. was supposed to be...
Carl's Jr. They, sucks.
They made what they called a thick burger. It was a big, thicker patty.
Ugh.
But I don't know. I'm not a Hardee's fan. I've never been a Hardee's fan.
No, I'm on the bandwagon. Belly up it is for those knuckleheads.
You know, this whole time I was just like, I'm pretty sure Hardee's and Carl's Jr. is the same thing.
Same company.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm on, man. I mean, I went to Carl's Jr. once and... Not good.
Was it ass?
Yeah, it was. It was very, 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 very ass.
Same experience I had. Huge ass.
So I mean, goodbye. See you later. I won't miss you, man.
It's Taco Bell or bust for Santiago.
Hey, do not besmirch the name of the Taco and the Bell.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
He's riding with Taco Bell, baby.
And let's face it, okay? For C6, Chipotle gives him the poopies.
I still eat it, though.
Wings.
Same.
Give him the poopies.
But I love wings, so.
But Taco Bell does not.
That's correct.
Give him the poopies.
That is correct.
He's built up an immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Taco Bell is glorious.
That's crazy because I have a Taco Bell story. I'll tell y'all later.
Okay. And yes, I will not miss Hardee's one single friggin' bit.
Save Hooters, don't save Hardee's.
Number two. Who does number two work for? Apparently, number two works for Shaquille O'Neal.
Ooh!
Shaq fessed up to his emergency runoff on Inside the NBA. He was squeezing his cheeks because he had the poopies.
Well, we didn't need confirmation on that. Okay.
When he had to suddenly bust it off the screen and he was doing that tight butt walk where he's like, you know, not opening the butt cheeks too yeah. much because he's got to hightail it off the set. Well, he told it on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon that, yes, his run off the TNT desk was not because of the old number one. No, it was because of the old number two. Which can only mean that Shaq's next endorsement has to be for Imodium AD. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
Yes, on the bandwagon or some other gastrointestinal prescription drug. Yeah, on the bandwagon. Didn't need confirmation. We all knew what was happening. The only thing that would have made it better is if he had like one of those little remote control chairs. He reversed and zooms past the desks into the bathroom. He really needed that, by the way, because it's hard to keep it together. We've all been there. But yeah, on the bandwagon. Imodium AD or Pepto is definitely in his future.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one thing Shaq does is he doesn't fumble a bag, man. Anytime he can, he's going to get an ad.
Yeah.
He's going to be on TV. He's going to be on whatever, man. And this is next. I see this happening. I'm on.
What do you think Shaq was doing after that? Doing the little pee is for poopies and poopies is for me. Dude, Shaq's
deeper.
Just got it. Yeah, right. Shaq just needs, you know what? He probably should have ate some of that big chicken. You know, Shaq's Big Chicken restaurant. There's a couple of them here in Houston. Not
Shaq's
bad.
Shaq's Big Chicken?
Yeah, you haven't. It's called Big Chicken. It's Shaq's fast food place.
No.
Big Chicken. It's fried chicken. It's good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But.
I need to check that out.
Yeah, you've.
Probably not better than Frenchie's, but I'll check it out.
Not better than Frenchie's, but good.
Yeah, okay.
And it's, yeah, you know what? Maybe that will help you not have the poopies. And if you feel like you might be getting a preemptive Imodium is always helpful. I can tell you that there have been plenty of times where I have taken a preemptive Imodium if I knew I had to make a long drive or if I was going to be on the air for a long period of time by myself.
Here we are talking about poop. What the hell? I'll be too honest with you.
Our homage to Clint Sterner.
Did we just become the drive?
We did, yeah. I'll be too honest with you. Sometimes, like, when, well, it's really most of the time. One, I don't like taking medicine. But when I'm going through these experiences, I don't take Imodium. I don't take Pepto. I don't take anything because it's usually, I have that issue because I ate all of the food. And I need to, like, cleanse my entire system. So I just let it happen, man.
Just like me. Just like me.
Let it go, baby.
Fire in the hole! Yeah.
I don't want anything to stop it.
Yeah, after, like, the third time, though.
Get out!
You need to plug that bad boy up.
No, I just... Hey, do what you got to do, man.
Not trying to live with a chocolate fountain for 24 hours.
If it's 20 times to the throne in a day, so be it.
Because guess what? You'll feel better tomorrow.
Dude, if I did it to myself. 20 times to the throne in a day, you're getting a fire extinguisher, not toilet paper.
And more toilet paper. And that's when you might look into the market for a... What do they call those doodads in the restroom that the big ballers have?
A bidet?
Yeah, bidet.
A bidet? Yeah.
I was going to say a duvet, but it's definitely not a duvet. It's the bidet.
I've heard nothing but good things.
It's a Duval.
Duval.
Bidet. Yeah, definitely.
And that is the bandwagon. We're out of time.